Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Strauss Group first quarter 2014 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, May 27th, 2014. I'd like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lessen, President and CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florence, CFO, Ms. Taya Sesler, Director of Investor Relations, and Mr. Meir Menachem, VP of Finance. Mr. Lessen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us for this 2014 first quarter call for Strauss Group results. With me today are Shachar Florence, our CFO, Taya Sesler, our Director of Investor Relations, and Meir Menachem, our VP Finance. Looking at our Q1 highlights, slide number five. Strauss Group posted a top-line organic growth excluding FX of 4.8% in Q1, driven by strong growth in most of our international growth engines and as well a relatively attractive top-line growth in our Israeli home base. This was in spite of a challenging environment in our home market and within the international arena. First, Strauss Israel had solid performance despite a softness in the consumption in Israel due to positive volume and mix effect stemming from product innovation and effective marketing efforts, as well as from the timing of Passover this quarter, which had a positive impact on sales. Strauss Israel top line grew 4.4% with EBIT margin at 12.4%. Strauss Water continues to post strong top-line growth of over 30%, driven by growth both in Israel and in the international markets, primarily China. Tres Corazones is consistently improving performance and had another strong quarter, posting top-line growth of 16.7% in local currency while expanding growth margins by 500 basis points and EBIT margins by 310 basis points. EBIT margins expanded in spite of higher marketing efforts, which were also related to Tres, our new single-portion beverage offering in Brazil. Sabra continues to post strong top-line growth, with sales growing over 20% in local currency. EBIT margins were 13.3%. Sabra market share was 64%, with Sabra leading over 70% of the hummus category growth in the U.S. Finally, we do not have any updates regarding TPG's exit from Strauss Coffee. Moving please to slide number six, our main challenges. We have faced a few challenges during this quarter. First, the new Israeli shekel appreciation versus most of our other currencies continued to cause negative translation differences. As a result, we had negative translation differences of 131 million shekel in Q1 2014, of which 83 million were due to the Brazilian real. These translation differences resulted in a negative top-line growth of 2% in the group's consolidated sales. As I previously mentioned, organic growth excluding FX totaled 4.8%. Our coffee business was negatively impacted by soft performance in the CIS and the CE clusters. The main reason were intense competitive dynamics in the CIS and in the CE clusters, and the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which resulted in a devaluation of the Russian ruble and the Ukraine hryvnia versus the US dollar. We had some offsetting benefits in reduced financing expenses due to the income from FX derivatives, primarily on the ruble. Market prices of green coffee and most other commodities, such as the cocoa and sesame, have been higher than in Q1 2013. While we will cover in the near term, we continue to watch this trend as it evolves. And in our Israeli home base, there have been a few regulatory changes regarding food and beverage companies. The group is reviewing the new provisions, and we are preparing and implementing it in the course of 2014. And with that, I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florence, our CFO, to discuss our financial results in more detail. Shachar, please.
Hi, good afternoon and good evening to you. Thank you for joining us to this call. As Gadi said, there are a few main influencers on the financial results. We can also look at the business in two divisions. We had a very good results in most of the businesses. Strauss Israel grew more than 4% in a declining market. Sabra and Opella doubled the profit. Strauss Water grew almost 30% or more than 30%. And the coffee business in Brazil, 16% in local currency, reaching over 11% EBIT margin, and the improvement in the coffee business in Israel. The other hand is, and the only negative results in the group, is the coffee activities in Eastern Europe, mainly Russia, Poland, and Ukraine. And other than that, all the business performed very well. So I my suggestion here is to analyze each of the businesses, understanding what is the effect on the future, what was a one-timer effect, and so on. So in slide number 8, you see the overall group performance, as Gadi said, 135 million shekels effect on the sales line, ending up with a declining of 2% in sales in shekels term. You can just take, for example, just even if we look on the Brazilian business, with a growth in revenue over 16% in local currency and a slight reduction in shekels, explain more than the whole differences in the sales, and I'll talk about it later on. In the gross profit line, we improved the profitability from 38.1% to 40%. This is more than 200 basis points, mainly by improving our efficiencies, mainly in Israel and Sabra, enjoying relatively low coffee prices in the coffee business. Remember, the coffee that we are consuming in the first quarter, we bought during the end of end of 2013, relatively in and comfortable prices. And the growth that we had in the water, in Sabra, in Israel, improved the efficiency of the total businesses. And therefore, we could end up the quarter with higher gross profit, though we had lower sales. Mm-hmm. Moving down to the EBIT profit, down 10 million shekels, this is about 5%. The Investment in marketing is higher. The growth in the investment in marketing is bigger than the 10 million shekels here, and explains most of the reduction in EBIT. Later on, I'll elaborate on the EBIT as well. Going down, closing the gap a little bit in the net profit, 4 million shekels in the net profit, because some of the reduction in the operating profit, the 10 million shekels, were covered by lower financial expenses. We hedged the influences of the local currency, or at least part of the influences of the local currencies versus the shekels. And about 8 million shekels improvement in the finance expenses, and a little bit the portion that belongs to our partners, the minority portion, offset the EBIT reduction, and I'll talk about it later on. Looking on the cash flow, the Q1 is seasonally low cash flow. The cash flow of Strauss Group mainly comes in Q2 and Q4. Q1 and Q3 are relatively lower in cash flow, and therefore there is no big news here. All in all, we were able to keep the same level of net debt, reducing a little bit the EBIT and EBITDA ratio to net debt by improving the business. In the longer term, you can see the sales reduction both in 2013 and 2014. The main effect is the currency effect, and it is shown very clearly in slide number 10. You can see that the other segment, which includes Max Brenner and the water, the organic growth, which excludes the FX, grew 26.5%, mainly the water, as Gadi said, both in Israel and in China. Dips and spreads, this is Sabra and Obela. Though we discontinued some of the private label business that came with the factory that we bought in Australia, the total business grew in the branded sales both in Australia and Mexico for Obela. Sabra, you can see separately the nice growth. All in all, almost 20% in local currencies, the same for Israel. The other reduction, which is about 20 million, which is half of the total reduction in sales for the whole Strauss Group, came from the green coffee, which is a commodity business in Brazil. We are getting in and out the market according to the market conditions. This has no effect on the future sales. When you measure the branded sales growth or decline, we treat separately the green coffee. Another way to look on the sales is in slide number 11. This is in shekels, in absolute numbers. You can see that the highest growth came from the water, 33 million shekels growth in the water, both, as I said, in Israel and in China, followed by the Israeli businesses of health and wellness, Sabra, Fun & Indulgence, Max, almost always almost at the same level. I talked about the Obela sales. The reduction here is due to the discontinuation of the white label sales that were bought with the factory. The main influence is the Coffee International, excluding green coffee, which is mainly Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. In a longer-term view, when we're looking on the gross margin and gross profit, you can see the positive trend. We established ourselves in a higher platform than 2010 and 2011. I do hope that we can keep the momentum, both of improving the profits and improving the profitability. Of course, commodity prices will have an effect here, mainly on the profitability percentage-wise, and not necessarily on the profit themselves. Looking on the same margins, you can see the main contributors here, and you can see the improvement in Strauss Israel, Dips and Spreads, and Water, and the reduction in the profit of the coffee. By the way, not the profitability. Profitability of Strauss Coffee is higher, and as I said, we are enjoying the low prices of coffee towards the end of that last year. In the next two slides, slides 14 and 15, you can see the EBIT and EBITDA in a longer-term perspective. You can see that we are still in a good momentum. 2013 was a record high year, and we talked about it with those of you who joined our previous calls. Yes, the trends in mainly in coffee, but also in the other commodities such as cocoa, sugar, had their influences. So though cocoa and coffee went up, sugar is almost stable, and we are covered for those commodities. But it's not in the same order of magnitude like 2013. But still, in the longer term, you can see the positive momentum. By the way, 2010 was influenced by the same phenomena of low commodities prices. Looking at the EBIT company by company, as I said before, here you can see actually the two trends that influence the total performance. You can see the improvement in all the businesses, except the Fun Indulgence and the Coffee International. Fun Indulgence in Israel, confectionery business, mainly influenced by the seasonality and the Passover period, and some marketing efforts. And we assume that during the first half, it will be balanced with previous year. And again, we are going back to Coffee International. Again, the 24 here is an average between a very positive performance of Brazil and a lower performance in Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. When I'm talking about good performance of the Brazilian business, in slide number 18, you can see the journey that we are going through. Levels of EBIT margins in the lower line of this slide. You can see it used to be around the 5% 2012 and the years before. Towards the end of 12 and the whole 2013, we improved the margin on a yearly basis. We moved from 5% to 10%, and you can see that the business established itself in a higher level of margins this year, this quarter, sorry. Almost 12% and improvement of 60% versus last year of the profit itself, because also the turnover grew 17% local currency. This is, by the way, this slide is local currency, but when I'm talking about percentages, it's the same shekels and local currency will have the same profitability level. It's true for the gross margin, it's true for the EBIT. We feel comfortable enough to say that we think that we established the business in a different level of performance from 2012 and before, and we expect the business to perform in those levels going forward. As for the net profit, the same phenomena as the EBIT. In a longer-term perspective, we're in a good trend. And when we analyze the in slide number 20, the net profit, and I'll take you back to the EBIT. Remember, in the EBIT we had 10 million shekels differences between Q1 2014 and 2013, 214 versus 204. You can see here that just the decrease in the finance expenses and the minority part the whole decrease in EBIT, the 10, and the whole decrease in the net profit came from tax differences between the two quarters. By hedging our exposure to the foreign currencies, we could have offset the whole differences in EBIT. Unfortunately, according to the accounting rules, we cannot book it in the EBIT, and we have to put it in the finance expenses. In the next slide, in slide number 21, you can see that though we had invested a very big amount of money in both the logistics center in Israel and a new production facility for Sabra that reached almost full capacity due to very rapid growth. Though we had those extraordinary investment during 2013, we kept the same level of net debt around 1.5-1.6 billion shekels, and we improved the ratios of net debt to EBITDA. With that, I want to finish my part of the presentation. You have more details in the rest of the presentation about each of the businesses. We would like to open the call to your questions, and we'll be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my questions. Looking at international coffee, organic sales were flat compared to last year. Excluding for the external factors such as currency, do you guys have any leeway to boost sales going forward, especially given the current situation with CPG?
First of all, please let us answer your question just before the last sentence, because I don't know if sales are related to TPG or not. With your permission, we can talk about TPG, and we can talk about the business, but separately. The effect on Russia and Ukraine of the crisis is beyond our ability to influence. There were two main issues. First of all is the devaluation of the ruble and the hryvnia. Ruble and hryvnia devalued around 20% for the ruble, 15% for the hryvnia, and had a one-time effect on the P&L because the accounts receivable in shekels were eroded. We took the hit when converting to shekel for those differences that were reflected in the gross and EBIT profit. This is a one-timer, again, as long as the currencies will not move again. By the way, at the beginning of Q2, they strengthened a little bit. It might give us back some of the losses, and I don't want to guess a currency situation towards the end of the second quarter. The other is that in local currency, the purchasing power of the consumer was eroded a bit, and it's influenced the prices. I assume that, again, in this region, and my guess is as good as yours, things are getting stabilized again. Our belief that the market will go back to normal. I don't know if it will happen in the next quarter or the quarter after, but again, at least in our view, those markets will perform again. The other issue that we had is Poland. You can see we had some difficulties also in local currency, so I don't want to hide, you know, behind the FX. In Poland, we will have to improve. We need to understand better the inventory levels with the retailers. We do not assume by data of selling out, sell out of their retailers according to the Nielsen and the agencies that our sales declined by more than 28%. Probably these are timing differences. On top of it, yes, we'll have to work hard and try to gain market share and improve the sales. And this has nothing to do with TPG, and if Gadi wants to relate to TPG,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So just to update you regarding the process with TPG. So as you know, we are running an IPO process, and we have three important, very important milestones. The first one is to nominate the permanent CEO. So in the near future, the board of directors of the coffee company will nominate the new leader for the company. The second part is the IPO plan that over there we are running a process with our partners, with TPG guys, and together we are going to conclude it. And later on, again, as part of the IPO process, we are going to share with you the outcome and the timetable regarding the process. So in the meantime, this is the last update regarding the discussion that we have among the partners.
Okay, thank you. And one last question on Sabra. You've posted EBIT margins of 13%. Do you think you can expand this level going forward, or should we see these as a peak margins, you know, in the near future?
The margins of Sabra is composed from a few segments: hummus, guacamole, salsa, and dairy dips. I think we stated it before, the hummus margins are much higher than the average. In guacamole, we took a huge portion of the market share. Wholly guacamole used to hold 45% and more of the guacamole market. We started with 2-3% a year ago. We are now in 13%. And once the turnover and the quantities will become higher, we'll be able to improve the cost. Right now, we are we have a co-packers that handle the avocado purchasing from Mexico. But once we will have enough volume, we'll take it to ourselves. The guacamole business right now is much lower margins. Salsa, again, we are growing the market. We bought about a year and a half, 2 years ago, salsa company in the west coast of the U.S. And the bigger the business will be, the higher the margin. So if you ask me about hummus by itself, we are in much higher levels, and this is the reason and one of the reasons that we reached very high volumes in the factory. This is the reason we invested in an extension to this factory. But the total, the average margin, we think we can improve them once guacamole, salsa, and dairy dips will get the right volume.
Thank you.
And just to add another element, with your permission, we need all the time to remember that the household penetration of hummus in the U.S. is less than 30%. So it means that in the last year, 70% of the population even bought or eat hummus. And I'm not speaking about the Sabra brand, I'm speaking about the total category. So it means that the potential over there is huge, and this is the reason, of course, that we are investing in the capacity. And without repeating what Shachar said before, we strongly believe that the potential is over there, and we just need to keep the momentum and the positive direction of the business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Katie Schneiman of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. You were talking before about the coffee, the international coffee business in Eastern Europe, Poland, Russia, Ukraine. Now I wanted to ask if you, I mean, I understand there were difficulties and effects, but is there a plan to rectify the situation, or we should just expect a continued deterioration? I mean, how much of your senior management time is being given to sort this problem?
Okay, Katie. So without, again, repeating what Shachar said before or answered before, our main challenge regarding another the situation that we are facing over there, and it's not something specific for Strauss Coffee, the first target is to keep our market share or to increase it, but at least to keep the market share and our position over there. With our experience of the last 20 years in the coffee arena, we understand that it's a crisis that will over. Again, we have no idea how much time it will take, but we have a lot of experience of the way of handling. We have a very strong management teams in the different geographies and countries, and giving them the maximum support that we can. We believe that we will see a better result in the future.
And for your question about the management time and time allocation, this is a very important portion of our total business. We had proven before that we can take market share in Russia, we can improve the market, our situation, sorry, in the market. And we do believe that with all the efforts of the total company, it's not just that the local team has to handle it by himself, we can succeed. Yes, there are difficulties right now in the markets. Most of them are not related directly to Strauss Coffee. But as Gadi said, we believe that this is a temporary situation. And once the market and the currencies will go back to normal, if there is something like normal, we will be able to recover the reduction in sales.
Thank you very much. Another question, please. We all have been reading about the Israeli weakness and softer consumer demand and retail in general. Now, you obviously benefited from the sales in the Passover in the first quarter, but what are you seeing in the next quarter? Are you seeing a slowdown?
Okay, so without giving a forecast for the next quarter, you're absolutely right. This is the situation in Israel, flat on sales in all the food and beverage arena. We don't think that we will see let's say improvement regarding the market, and our main challenge, and we show it in the first quarter, is gaining market share. And just to remind all of us regarding the sales, according to the StoreNext, the last measurement of StoreNext, there is a reduction of 3% in the market in Q1. And in the same time, we increase our top line in more than 4%. So as we believe, we need to continue to take market shares from our competitors, and in the same time to run all the time many projects of efficiency to cut costs and to run the business in a better way. And I'm saying that always there is a way to improve the business and the results, and as we see, the Israeli company in the last 3-4 years, they are increasing market share, cutting costs, and running the business in a better way with innovation, new products, and this is our strategy, and we are going to continue with the same processes and the same direction.
And by the way, we report Strauss Israel as a, let's say, accounting segment according to the rules. But if we'll count our sales in Israel, including Strauss Coffee Israel and including Strauss Water, with the new launch of the Bubble Bar, which is a machine that provides the consumers both with cold, hot, and sparkling water in one machine, residential solution. And this is a unique in the world. There is no other machine that provides purification, hot, cold, and sparkling water in the same machine. And as Gadi said before, the growth in this segment was double-digit. The total growth in the Israeli geography, and you have it in our report, is even higher. So if you ask us how we compensate, you don't have to answer at the, let's say, in the arena that right now is in softness. You need to find in each geography what consumer wants and what are the growing businesses. And I urge you to look on the total growth of the Israeli geography in our MD&As, and you can see that part of the answer is in what we are doing both in water and in other businesses in the Israeli geography.
Thank you very much. My last question is regarding Obela Australia. Now that you have rationalized your operation there, what should we expect through the rest of the year vs. 2013?
So again, without giving, you know, a forecast that, as you know, we are not sharing the budget of the company. In Australia, we are in the right direction. There is a small decline in Q1, and this is only because of the reason that we stopped producing a private label spread and dips over there. But we can see the overall direction. And after the launch of the hummus, we need to remember that we are selling hummus, the Obela hummus that we are producing in Australia in the local plant only since last October. So we are only in the beginning of the journey. The overall turnover of the Australian business is $20 million annually. And again, it's only the beginning. And with the experience that we have in the U.S. market, in Canada, in Mexico, over there, we are going to keep the same momentum, and we will see a much better result regarding top line and, of course, bottom line.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5939. Internationally, call 972-3-925-5939. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lesson, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yeah. So first of all, thank you, Shachar. And just to summarize the discussion, in spite of a challenging environment, both in our Israeli home base and overseas, Strauss Group had a solid first quarter, which is a reflection of our continued commitment to invest in innovation and in our brands in all activity segments to further strengthen the group's resilience and leadership wherever we play. So I would like, again, to thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you. This concludes Strauss Group First Quarter 2014 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.